Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We have a monthly program which is designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm John Burns, a recently retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, located at the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Today's program is co-hosted by Kevin Galligan, who is the Energy Efficiency Program Manager at the Cape Light Compact. The restaurant business is a highly competitive one, and the restaurateur, especially on Cape Cod, has to carefully watch their costs while at the same time balancing food quality and ambiance, so that the customers not only enjoy their experience, but tell their friends about it and keep coming back. A major cost in operating a restaurant is energy. No real surprise there. You've got to have it, you cannot do without it, and you certainly can't run a restaurant without it. But how do you use it wisely? To answer that question today, please let me welcome Peter and Diane Hall, owners of the Rensselaers, Van Rensselaers Restaurant and Raw Bar, which is located at 1019 Route 6 South Wellfleet. And folks, welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having us.
Well, it's our pleasure, believe me. And Kevin, I want to thank you for joining me today as co-host. It makes doing this program so much more fun.
Good to be with you again, John.
And we do have fun doing this. For starters, Peter, could you tell us about Van Rensselaers Restaurant and Raw Bar? And then we can get into what's been your approach to energy efficiency. A little background on the restaurant.
Thank you. Well, I took over Van Rensselaers back in 1980 and turned it into Van Rensselaers. It's was family-owned before that and still considered family-owned now. Our focus here has always been fresh food, and which we emphasize with our salad bar, fresh sauces, dressings. The fish is all fresh and local. We try to do everything as local as we can to the degree and still maintain a good cost point for our customers. We got a huge local base of customers, and we're open seasonally from April till October 23rd, actually, this year is the end line. Toughest part of the business is the fact being seasonal means we're changing help here and there along the way. But
right.
That gets reflected in the fact that 2 years ago, we only added one waitress to our whole restaurant, and we employ 30 waitresses.
How many seats is the restaurant?
150 seats.
150 seats. So it's a pretty good-sized restaurant. Diane, how long have you been involved in Van Rensselaers?
I have been involved for 20 years.
20 years.
Peter and I have been married for 21.
Okay.
I was a dental hygienist prior to my marriage to Peter. Mm-hmm. Worked in the dental hygiene.
Did you meet him in the dentist chair? Was he in the dentist chair?
I did not. I met him right here.
It was my dentist chair, one of the bar stools.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's good.
Okay, let's talk about how you began this process. Now, my understanding, if I could just give a little background here, you've gone to the CNI Green designation. You're working towards the CNI Green designation. Was that the impetus for this, or does it go back further than that?
About 10 years ago, we contacted the Compact about coming in doing an audit here, and they did it, and they told us we'd save 10%, mm-hmm. and they covered the cost and worked great, and it took care of a lot of the lights in the kitchen and the exterior lights. But at that point, there was nothing really good for our recess lighting
inside.
And we were kind of, actually, last year we were talking about should we just replace them because we have to contain costs. Costs are the key to this whole business.
Exactly. And that brings up a good point. I mean, the technology has evolved dramatically over the years. So yes, 10 years ago, what we're looking at in here as far as downlighting is concerned, just plain wasn't available. And so the technology has evolved a lot. Kevin, you might want to chime in on that.
Yeah, no, Peter's right. You know, 10 years ago, we replaced, you know, and we continue to do it today. For folks who may not have participated, we replaced the linear tube fluorescents. They technically are called T12s. They're big, fat fluorescent bulbs, and believe it or not, by replacing them with more efficient bulbs. They're skinnier diameter. They actually put out better light and save, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40% of the power. But over time, we actually have, and we do it both in the business programs like this, as well as the residential programs, we're introducing new measures, technologies that have proven themselves in the marketplace that we can encourage to install through the incentives. And I'm looking at Diane because I remember early in the summer, you know, when I came out and visited, which I love your restaurant, by the way, too.
Thank you.
You were asking me how I liked the lighting, because Diane and Peter actually were one of the first customers to actually try the installation of light-emitting diodes, LED technology that is now starting to find its way into the marketplace. A little more expensive, but again, our incentives cover 80% of that install cost, and I think you've seen a good result. I know the light quality does a good job on the walls and the illumination of the paintings and the food, but the energy savings must be there too.
Absolutely. It was kind of tough for me personally to change all the lighting to a light that I truly believe in that will be much more energy efficient and good to our earth. However, it is a different color of light, and it took me a little bit just to see if I thought I could be comfortable with it. And I now can honestly say I am so happy we did this.
And, you know, that's a good point. And one of the things, just a point of caution, is that you do have to make sure that the ambiance isn't compromised. And so you have to determine on a case-by-case basis whether this is going to be right for your particular establishment, and it turns out it was a very good fit for this.
It has definitely worked for us.
Good.
Yeah, and we've actually had, you know, whether it be galleries or other establishments that are a little hesitant, and we'll just actually put in one or two bulbs and let them see what they're like for a day, a week, or a month. And if they like it, then we come in with the full project. But, you know, definitely test the new technologies. I mean, we value the feedback because there's no reason for us to support something that doesn't work in the market. And, you know, I think by, you know, seeing where it works, and there are some areas like your wall sconces, you haven't shifted, and that's okay. Incandescent works in those, and frankly, they're really small wattage to begin with. So, you know, changing those out maybe in another future, you know, round might work, but, you know, you can take it. This is a multi-year effort. We're in this for the long run.
And that's what I mean, too, about the evolution of the technology. What's available today is going to evolve, and we're going to have more. And you're right, those incandescent wall sconces could be the next possibility for us. You've also, in your work areas, upgraded the fluorescent tubes, the tube-type fluorescent bulbs. How's that working out? How are the employees?
They don't even notice it.
Don't notice it. Okay.
It.
So you're saving energy and not, and there's no noticeable.
No noticeable. It's we actually also took advantage of the walk-in upgrades they gave us, which have worked great for our walk-ins. There are some problems, still glitches with the freezer area, with the fans. You have to learn how to get the defrost cycle into mode.
Okay.
But the walk-ins, it gives us, when the Board of Health walks in, they can look and they see the temperatures and they can go back as far as they want and they'll see that all our temperatures are correct in the walk-in.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps us always not using the energy constantly. It used to be it would kick on no matter what. Now it only kicks on when it goes above a certain amount of temperature, which works great. Everything is nice and fresh and doesn't freeze.
Actually, much of our refrigeration has special monitors on it. Our large walk-in refrigeration, as well as our smaller units, have monitors on it to sometimes slow down the fans and how often and how long they run, but still maintain the proper temperature.
Yeah, those are definitely controls. You know, what we're seeing is the technology is available to smarten up the, you know, equipment that we run. And sometimes these are equipment that nobody even pays attention to, but sometimes they're the larger energy users, you know, compressors, fans, you know, things that are sometimes running 24/7, or as you mentioned, Diane, you know, they come on and off, as opposed to what we now can put on are controls that ramp them up and down so that the equipment runs a little bit more in line with what your needs are. It's actually a happier you know, set of equipment, and they actually live longer. You know, it's extending the operating life of the equipment at the same time as saving energy.
Well, I'm trying to find out if we can leave our freezer on till we close this year and not have our costs rise. Mm-hmm. Last few years, because of how expensive it is to run a walk-in freezer, yeah, we've been turning it off. We don't have that much frozen goods to begin with because we're really a fresh house, but we do have ice creams and like that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting mm-hmm. to see how that affects our energy costs for October.
Right, and this will be the first full season that you've had with the energy efficiency measures.
We've had this from the beginning right. to the end of the season, right. so it's a true test right. as far as the right.
Comparison. Yeah.
Do you have a feel for what you might have saved, what you might be saving? What are the projections looking like?
Looks like about 14 to 15%. I'm still waiting on one more bill, which hasn't come in yet, and then the end bill, of course. Well above what I was told I would save, and it's just told, and you never know.
Right,
because
they do an analysis and they try to get it correct, but and then they try to do it conservatively too. So
and that's a good thing. The one thing that wasn't even rated into it was the air conditioning savings.
Okay, yes, good,
and,
very good point.
And mm-hmm. all those our recess bulbs before just gave off heat.
Right. Right.
And these don't. So we've been able to leave our front dining room. Last year, we always had to leave it on about 75 to have it cool enough. This year, it was 77 to have it cool enough with the wind
okay.
chill.
Yeah, that's a real good point. You know, a lot of people do realize that incandescent bulbs put out 90% of the energy in an incandescent bulb goes off as heat. You're only getting 10% of that energy used as light. So by switching to the CFLs you've done as well as the LEDs, you know, you've reduced, you know, the majority of that heat. So good point. They call those interactive effects, the interaction with other, you know, needs, you know, cooling. And a lot of, you know, businesses, whether it be a dentist office, sometimes they have these, you know, recess cans. I mean, you're literally cooking the heads of, you know, some bald people like me. So,
yeah, and just so for the sake of the audience there, I mean, the CFL acronym has been thrown around a lot now, and most people know what it is, but it stands for compact fluorescent light bulb, for those of you that are trying to follow what we're saying here, and we're going to try not to talk in acronyms, but that's what that's all about. Now, Diane, you participated in the initiative that is being promoted by the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce and out here on the Lower Cape by the Community Development Partnership. You participated in working towards becoming a green business, a CNI green business designation destination. Can you talk about that process and how that's working out, and what are you doing about it, and where do you stand with it?
I attended the Level 1
okay.
workshop at the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary back in, oh, I guess it was April.
Probably
I
April,
think.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
it was April, yeah. It was the beginning of the season.
Was
yeah.
very inspired by it, as were the other business owners in Wellfleet who attended. On our way towards trying to become Level 1 certified this year, which I hope to have in the process at the end of October. Move on to Level 2 certification for 2012. Level 3, that's a much broader, bigger scope.
Can you talk about, because folks that are listening to this may not have an idea what we mean. You're going to become a green destination, and there are various levels of green certification that you get. What's involved with the Level 1 that you're working on towards now?
Level 1, a lot of it, a lot of the things were things that we had already taken upon ourselves to do. Recycling glass, plastic, aluminum, trying to change from using disposable products to using mm-hmm. multi-use products. Getting rid of plastic as much as we can, you know, using glass, paper instead of styrofoam, being sensitive to the environment in general. We've changed our laundry detergent that we use here to a much more biodegradable, earth-friendly laundry detergent. There is a list of items that need to be completed, many of them which need to be verified through our different companies that we use. And we are about 85% there. And I think over the next 4 weeks, I can get to 100%.
Good. And you'll get this nice little CNI Green logo that you'll now be able to put on your promotional material, and you'll be certified by the CNI Green initiative as a green destination.
And myself and our entire staff will be really, really proud of that.
That's great.
Absolutely.
The entire staff has taken it upon themselves to offer their suggestions on how we can better this restaurant in an earth-friendly way.
Right, and one of the components, one of the major components of Level 1 is the energy audit that
yes.
you go through and all that you implement through that, which you've done and come through with flying colors on that part. I can attest to that.
And I'd add to that, you know, for folks to know that, you know, kind of that first item or two on the checklist, as Diane mentioned, you know, that assessment, whether you're a business or a resident, is free. I mean, that assessment is, you know, provided through us to get you informed about what we can see as far as opportunities, and then come in with you, depending on what you want to choose to do, with the incentives that we offer. On the business side, those incentives are 80% of the measures that we...
The Cape Light Compact will pay 80% of the cost of the implementation. This is for commercial properties. Now, for residents, you've got a program for that, too?
Absolutely, and that's, you know, going gangbusters, especially as the heating season is coming upon us. Folks that are looking to, you know, assess the opportunities in their home, you know, once we identify whether it be air sealing, insulation, we'll look at appliances, plug load in terms of if the refrigerator might be, you know, recommended for replacement. All of those have different incentive structures, but the main improvement we do in homes is pretty much improving the thermal characteristics. Insulation, air sealing comes with a 75% incentive up to a cap of $2,000.
And air sealing
constitutes
what? What is air sealing?
That's the foam that we, our vendors, will install in terms of all the cracks,
they crevices. They go find cracks and places where air is leaking out of them.
Because it's not just the insulation that's important to be installed, but it's stopping those air leaks. That cold air, when it comes in from the north wind in the winter, is literally displacing air you've heated through your furnace or boiler, so you want to stop that air from infiltrating, and then you install the insulation.
All right, let's talk about the insulation quickly after the break. So hold that thought. You're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Peter and Diane Hall, owners of the Van Rensselaer's Restaurant and Raw Bar, located at 1019 Route 6 South Belfleet. Bit of a mouthful. We're talking about the insulation. How does that work? How does the program work on insulation for residents?
For residents, the program works in such a way that the free assessment, the auditor or assessor, as they like to call them today, will actually make an estimate as to what may exist, if any insulation is in the wall spaces, attic, or crawl space or basement areas. And based upon the findings, he'll recommend some improvements to the insulation. Those list of improvements recommendations are available for the customer to let us assign a construction crew that will come in and do the installation work, or a customer may choose to use their local contractor that's on our list. That contractor comes in, we have QC, quality control, that comes in to verify, you know, similar to the checklist that Diane mentioned going through on her side, just to be sure that, you know, what we recommended, the crews out there do excellent work. Mm-hmm. In my own
As a matter of fact, we're going to do a whole program on that whole process, the green jobs that are created through this
it's been tremendous.
This whole program.
Yeah. But once a customer has the work installed, the incentives normally are figured into the calculations, and I'll also put a plug in for both on the business side and the residential side. If a customer has any concerns on their copayment, you know, mm-hmm. whether it be on the residential side, it could be 25% of the cost, or on the business side, maybe 20%. We actually have loan products that we pretty much buy down the interest cost. So the idea is to see the accrual of energy savings on a month-to-month basis that is more than enough to pay for the principal repayment on the loan.
So a business that would get involved in that would see a positive cash flow from
Day one.
Month number one or day number one. And on the subject of saving money and positive cash flows, Peter, do you have a sense of, you talked about a 14 or 15% cost savings. Do you have a sense of what this translates into in dollar savings, annual dollar savings?
This year, it looks like it'll be $5,000 or $6,000.
$5,000 or $6,000. How many meals would you have to sell? And that's, you know, that's really important. I mean, it's that's really what it boils down to. When you put those dollars to the bottom line, you think, I'm going to have to stay open a whole weekend just to pay the difference in my electric bill.
It's probably three summer days to make that type of money to do it, as far as to pay that after all of the costs are in.
So we could all go to the beach for 3 days and just off.
Soften the blow of Irene, as she was known.
And speaking of that, how was your summer?
We had a very good summer.
Did you?
Very good
summer. Business good. You've got a great reputation, I can say that. I've actually been coming here since 1983. I'd have to quickly do the math on how long that was, but it's been a while.
And I was saying earlier, John, really because of Peter and Diane's, you know, participation, I've reconnected as well, because, you know, we've gone by here year after year. I live in Orleans, and it's like, you know, it's reconnected the relationship. So I think, you know, to the whole CNI business designation, you know, as a destination, what you're doing is you're doing good stuff for your bottom line and stuff, but I think you're really helping people, you know, reconnect with you in terms of what you do. People, I think, customers, when they're out visiting our, you know, businesses and, you know, tourist destinations, do look for green designations now. You know, you're distinguishing yourself from someone that's just putting the meals out and, you know, the lights dim every 20 minutes when the compressor kicks in, and, you know, they're just getting themselves through the summer. I think you've really shown you've made a commitment to, you know, not only your business, but, you know, things to help the environment.
You know, it's funny you'd say that about lights dimming, because it's one thing that I haven't noticed this year that we used to notice, as a matter of fact.
It happens.
Well, as these programs are implemented and as they permeate the entire Outer Cape, the Outer Cape has had problems with voltage levels and the like. And so as you reduce the strain on the grid, you save money. You improve the quality of the power that gets to you. They don't think about it much on the other side of the bridge. We have to think about it on this side of the bridge. This is a hard area to serve. And so the less strain we can put on the grid, the better. It also, in the final analysis, your equipment lasts longer if the voltages are stable. So win-win-win all over the place.
If I can add to that too, John, and there was a lot that the Provincetown Banner picked up in an excellent article, you know, that focused on, you know, the participation of van rentalers in, you know, cashing in, but also pointed out home improvements. But there was one line that Prue Sowers, the reporter, picked up that I think is really important on the point you're making is, you know, we're looking at reducing the number of kilowatt hours used, which translate directly to energy savings. But I also made the point that Prue picked up is that we really are lowering the cost of electricity to everybody. You know, by lowering the demand, you know, through your participation, we get, you know, say 300 or 400 businesses a year that have reduced their demand. You've really actually helped create capacity or reduce the need for capacity in the region, which actually lowers the cost.
It actually lowers everybody's bill.
Everybody's bill
gets lowered. You know? It's hard, maybe a little hard to understand, but when your neighbor uses too much electricity, it actually impacts your bill. And so so you're actually doing your neighbors a favor at the same time when you implement the energy efficiency programs. Before we get too much further, I want to have Kevin talk about how you get a hold of the Cape Light Compact to do get your energy audits, and I also want to talk about how you contact and make a reservation at Van Rensselaer's restaurant. Kevin, you go first.
Cape Light Compact energy efficiency programs. One number. Put it on your refrigerator, on, you know, wherever you save Post-it notes, 800-797-6699, or you can always go to the website www.capelightcompact.com.
Okay, and for those that were scrambling for a pencil or a pen when Kevin was rattling off the 800 number, I'll do it again. 800-797-6699. Now, let's say I want to make a reservation at Vint and Rensselaer's restaurant. What do I do?
You would call us at 508-349-2127, and we would be happy.
And would you show me those LED downlights and things and give me a little demonstration on that along with a meal? Great. That's incentive enough. So I hope folks that are listening to this program do come in, stop in, and do take a look at what's happened with the energy efficiency upgrades at Van Rensselaer's.
One other item, sure. John, again, because of coming and visiting the restaurant a few times this summer, not only enjoying the interior lighting, but both of you guys have done an awesome job on the exterior space. I mean, certainly in your globes for lighting the parking area, you've got compact fluorescent bulbs, but you've done a nice job of re-landscaping some areas with some, you know, bark mulch. You've chipped and kept on site, you know, some of the, you know, scrubs that you had to take down. So, you know, I think that's all part of this checklist in terms of, you know, better treatment of landscaping with local, you know, materials and stuff. So again, it makes your whole, you know, facility look a lot better from the outside. So it's more than just saving energy.
Right.
It's making an impressive look at the environment. And it looks great. It really does.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the things that we need to keep in mind when we go and implement energy efficiency projects. You could save energy by just flipping the light switch off, but you have a business to run. And so what you want to do is maintain or improve the level, the ambiance, while at the same time you're saving the energy. We're getting close to the end. I would like to talk a little more, perhaps, Kevin, if you'd talk a little more about the let's talk about the residential program a little bit as we wind down. And there's one tip, because this is in the fall. Mm-hmm. So one tip I like to put out at this time of the year, especially for folks that own second homes: when you leave your home and go back to the other side of the bridge, there's a programmable a thermostat. Hopefully it's a programmable one, but if it's not, if it's just one of those little round thermostats, it's got a switch on it. It says auto or fan. Don't leave it in the fan position. It costs you about $60 a month to leave that switch in the fan position, and it's amazing how many people have called us and could not understand what's going on with their electric bill. We're not even in the house. And I asked him, well, go check that switch and see if we can't save you about $60 a month. It's amazing. And it's, you know, because what happens is you don't think about it. You hear that fan running in the background. You think, okay, well, the furnace is running. I've set my temperature down to 55 degrees and I'm going to go away. But what happens is that fan continues to run 24 hours a day, and it just eats up the electricity. And so we don't want that to happen. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests, Peter and Diane Hall, owners of Van Rensselaer's Restaurant and Raw Bar in Wellfleet, for joining us today. I want to thank Kevin Galligan, Energy Efficiency Program Manager at the Cape Light Compact. And finally, I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, the Station Operations Manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It is also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations. And remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.